Jesus. You got your Bible. We'll change this just a hair. Turn with me into the first chapter of Peter. The epistle of Peter is the letter he wrote. 1 Peter chapter 1. And I like what Brother Ronnie was saying there earlier. If you haven't read it, there's newsletters back there in the back, and I deal with oppression and depression. Get you one on the way out. It's on that table back there. People are fighting depression, and they are fighting oppression. And there is a big difference between the two. And if the devil can get you down and tie you up and make you a nervous wreck, he'll do it. So get you a newsletter on the way out, conquering the spirit of oppression and depression. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through what?
Faith.
Through faith. I'm kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. You were rejoicing, but though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. You're weighted down, you're heavy laden because of the many temptations that are around you, that the trial of your what?
Faith.
The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with what?
Fire.
Though it be tried with fire, it's more precious than gold. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, that's faith, still I'm believing, Lord. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end, in the end of your faith, receiving in the end of your faith even the salvation of your souls. That lets me know you may be seated. That lets me know that we've got to endure until the end. And every one of us will be put in a crucible of fire. And we'll go through the fire. And we'll be tested. And we'll be tried. I tell you, you might lose a lot of things in life. Hallelujah. But don't ever let go of your faith. Hallelujah. It's more precious than anything in this world. The riches and the gold and the silver cannot compare on what waits us over in the glory land. I tell you, I've already come too far. And if you've been in this way one day, one week, one month, or one year, you've already come too far. I don't let your faith get out now. I still believe in the Lord. And I still trust in God. I might be up against it and my back against the wall and the enemy come against my mind and he might be trying me and I might be suffering. Hallelujah. I might have afflictions and trials in my body and in my mind, but there's one thing that the devil cannot take away from me, is my faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I still believe that God is bigger than the devil, and he's bigger than my problem. He's bigger than the world. He's bigger than my trial. fire. My Lord is bigger. And I believe he's going to take me through. He didn't save me to drop me. He didn't bring me out, but I let loose of me. I'm going through. Slip your little head and say, I got my mind made up. I'm going to stand on this rock. And this rock is Jesus Christ, my Lord. Lord, I roll back the curtain of memory every now and then. And Lord, show me where you brought me from and where I've been. I'm telling you, the devil don't own me tonight. Everybody in this house, the devil don't hold you. The blood of Jesus has been applied. Glory, you're covered in the blood of the Lamb. So why don't you stand flat-footed and say, get out of here, devil. You're a liar and you're a deceiver. I belong to God. I'm still saved, and the blood of Jesus is still over my heart.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Man, I feel right wild.
Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Satan, oh, yes, yes. You cannot cross the bloodline.
Come on.
I tell you, when the devil comes a knocking, and he will. I said he'll come a talking, and he will. He'll come a whispering in your ear, and he'll come. Hey, Lord, I tell you, when he looks at me, he sees a no vacancy sign hanging up on the door. Hallelujah, my heart. Jesus lives in here, devil. You used to, but you don't have me anymore. Christ lives on the inside. Raise your hand and praise him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Take that devil back.
Yeah, yeah.
Rub his nose. Right smack in that place.
Yeah.
In the altar.
Yeah.
And say, devil, I know what Jesus did for me.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing your nose right in it.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm still going to hold on. Oh. Oh, hey. I'm still going to hold on to what he gave me and what I felt. You cannot have it. I'm not going to give it in.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Yeah. Rub his nose in it.
Yeah. Spirit on. Yeah. Come on.
We need a determination like a bulldog.
Yes, come on.
To get a hold of this thing,
yeah,
and say, I ain't a turning loose of it.
Hallelujah.
My mother-in-law get in the spirit of God,
yeah,
and she knew this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. She said, give us a backbone like, yeah, a saw log.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, I'm not going to surrender. I've already come too far. I've already felt the love of God, and I know the presence of God, and I ain't going to let it go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory, glory, glory,
glory.
Hallelujah,
glory
to God.
Praise
God.
Yes.
Woo!
Well, I wish that's
20
years old.
I'm heavy and I know it.
Come on.
Just
come on.
Give him a praise, a wave off. Jesus, you're in the house.
Yes.
Woo. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, the goodness of God. It leads you to repentance. And the Spirit will lead you. It'll keep you. Hallelujah. Oh, hey. We might have our doubts and we might have our fears sometime, but I'm not telling you, God is greater, and the faith of God will keep you alive. Or when you're going through that fire, I'm a holding on and I believe in God.
Yes.
Yes.
Now,
I come here to teach us.
Come on.
I'm serious. I could preach this 120 miles an hour, but listen, I don't know whether you all know this. A lot of preachers can get up and just read a scripture and they can preach for a solid 45 minutes. Not a note one. But I know what I felt in my study today. When God gives it to me, I write it. There is 5 pages right here. Man, I feel him, Brother Ronnie.
Come on.
I literally preach on paper before I ever come and teach.
I preach it. My pen went to writing, 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 writing. I could see everybody's face in this church. I wrote under the inspiration of God. A lot of my writings are prophetic.
Thank you. Right. Come on.
And I ain't bragging on me, I'm bragging on him. Oh Lord. Lord knows where you are. He knows your name and he cares about you. You all ready? Grace and faith. Grace and faith will take you through. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What is grace, preacher? It's God's divine love and favor that reached down to you and saved you. It was grace that came seeking us. The Bible said the Holy Ghost is God's spirit of grace that came a looking for me and it came a looking for you. Oh, it's grace that touched me. Can you say, Tommy, grace touched me too? Grace touched me. Grace called us, Brother Charles. Grace drew us. Hallelujah to God to be saved. There's not a thing that grace cannot help and take you through. God's grace is abundant. God's grace is sufficient. Personally for me, for 48 long years. Hallelujah, coming day after tomorrow, Thursday. This good grace of God, it has kept me and it's led me. It's lifted me when I was down. It's strengthened me when I was weak. It's kept me going when the old body felt like I couldn't go on. It's not only been there blessing me in the good times, hallelujah, but it's been there in the bad times. It's by God's grace that you are saved in here tonight. Hallelujah. It lets you know that God loves you and he did not give up on you. He's got a purpose for you. He's got a call for you. You're here for a reason. Well, raise your hand and praise him. You're here tonight because of God's grace. I just brought you a mighty long way. I could have sunk. I could have went down to hell. But my hand of grace, I reached further down than I could ever reach up. Upon my behalf, he brought me out of a horrible pit. He brought me out of the fiery clay. He established my goings upon a rock. He's been good to me. And the grace of God is still keeping me.
Yeah. The superintendent.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
God has a purpose for you. That's the reason the enemy's fighting.
Come on, come on. That's right.
It was grace that, yes, Lord, the devil don't want you to go any farther.
Right.
He'll tell you God ain't got any more for you. He's a liar.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. How many still with me here?
Amen.
It was grace, listen. It was grace that sought you. And that grace caught you. That grace of God bought you. And God's grace brought you into the family of God. Do you think the Lord will turn loose of you now?
No.
Well, Lord. Hallelujah. And here you are sitting right here in this service tonight because of God's love and grace. And he's not finished with you. He's got more that he wants to do and give you in your life. You cannot let up now. That brings us back to this scripture. For by grace are you saved through faith. What's the Holy Ghost saying? God's grace does not fail. Many things will fall. Many things will break down in life. Many things will fall apart. There's bad news everywhere. But the grace of God remains strong. It'll never break. It'll never run out. It'll never fail you. Raise your little hand. I'm a holding on under the grace of my God.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I couldn't hardly stand it in my study today, right, Miss?
Lord, Lord.
He gave me something a long time ago. It's keeping me alive. What is it, Lord? Sweet Holy Ghost. Feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me.
Come on.
I got to teach this, Brother Ronnie. I'm going to have to do it. We're going to go somewhere here. Oh, Lord. The grace of God. Now listen, grace is on God's part. He offers it, he gives it, but the faith is on our part.
Right.
Amen. Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Faith has to go. Grace and faith has to go together.
Right.
You cannot have one without the other.
Amen.
To serve God. There's no such thing as all grace and no faith. I don't have to do anything now. I can coast.
Uh-oh.
I'll go to church when I feel like it. I'll stay home if I don't feel like going.
No.
Faith is on your part.
Right.
Come on. You know what's wrapped up in that F-A-I-T-H? Is a desire and a determination. Come on now.
Right.
I trust in the Lord. I'm going to have to do something on my end to show God I want to stay with him.
Yes.
Don't ever get to the part you think I don't have anything. I don't have to do anything now. Grace will do it all. Grace will take me to heaven. No. You have your part to play. You got your part you must do. You got to believe. I believe in God. I believe in his son Jesus. I believe in the sweet Holy Ghost. I believe in the word of the living God. I believe my Bible is true. A faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, I know that God in heaven is real, and I made up my mind I'm going to go there. I made up my mind a long time ago. I sold out. Hallelujah. And I cast off all the weights and the sin of this world, and I said, Jesus, I'm taking you by your hand, and I'm going to serve you. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to love him and serve him. Hallelujah. When things go wrong, I'm still going to trust him.
Yeah.
Give him a hand clap here tonight. Put the devil out the front door.
Glory. Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I still believe when things go wrong, when things look bad, when I feel bad, Lord, that don't change you. The spirit never changes.
Right.
It never weakens.
Right.
It's strong in our life. Hallelujah. I believe his word, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, so I believe I'll hold on and do my part. And if I do my part, God's grace will take me through. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, you will, Lord. Yes, you will. Do you know now what the most important thing you have right now in your possession? What is it more important to you right now than anything else in this world? God, it is my faith in you. You're still real. You're alive. You're true. And you're faithful. And you're mighty to save.
Yes.
And to keep.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing that you possess is your faith. Hold on to it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now listen. I'm going to teach you. I ought to be able to teach this.
Come on.
I've been up. And I've been down.
Come on.
I've been all the way down to the ground. I've skinned my knees spiritually. I bloodied my nose. I blacked my eyes. I've let the devil trick me, seduce me. Come on, did I willingly do it? No. You know that old devil? He's a very cunning, conniving, lying deceiver.
Right.
He can paint you a black cow out in the pasture field and swerving down its white.
I ain't trying to be funny.
But it's amazing the things that Satan brings and how he whispers and he paints things in our mind and thoughts, the thoughts that originate from him. There's a thing about it that he wants to paint that picture in your mind and take you away from God's purpose. He'll take you away from God's best. He'll lie to you and he'll weaken you if you let him.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, I feel him. Grace on God's part. It never fails. It never runs out. But it's faith on mine.
Right.
Raise your little hand. Jesus, I've got to trust you, Lord, more than anything. Can you say tonight, Lord, I love you, Lord, and I want to hold on, and I want to make heaven my home. Brother Ronnie, I felt the Lord go over me. The Lord's coming very, very, very soon. Come on, the trumpet's going to sound very, very, very soon. Sister Bessie, Jesus is coming in the clouds of glory, and I don't want to be left behind. No, 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 no. Come on, I've got precious loved ones. I have got friends. They're outside of the ark of safety now. They left the church. They backslid on God. The devil wooed them, and he come testing them and trying them and tempting them. They got weak in their faith. Come on. They got weak, and they listened to the devil, and they gave in. They let loose of God. They're outside of the ark of safety. They don't have peace and joy like they used to have. They don't have victory anymore.
Come on.
The most important thing you've got, Brother Greg, is your faith with God. Am I coming through the fire, Brother Tommy? Though I feel like I'm in a crucible. Come on. The Lord will not allow you to be burnt, but he'll bring you through. Give him a praise. I'm going to teach you. Maybe somebody here tonight, you're battling something and being tested and tried. But hold on to your faith and don't you let go. God's already proved himself to you.
Yes.
One thing for sure, you cannot afford to surrender your faith now.
Right.
Don't ever forget, faith started you out when you believed in God and you were saved.
That's right.
Faith started you on your journey to go all the way to heaven.
Yeah.
All the way to heaven. And my faith's going to take me, Lord. I might be the weakest one among you. How many has ever felt that? I feel like I'm the smallest. I feel like I'm the least. God knows my heart. I love him and I want to make it. Well, I feel the Lord. Hallelujah. I might have my hang-ups. I might have my faults. Come on now. But the Lord's looking down in my heart. And I believe if I hold on to him, you'll hold right on to me. I feel him. Pull me through, Lord. Hey, pull me through, Jesus. I'm going to hold on. Oh, God,
come on.
If you serve God for 1 week, 1 month, or a year, you've already come too far.
That's right.
Listen to me close.
Amen. Come on.
I'm still teaching you.
Come on.
Now, I saw you all here today, and that means if I saw you all here today, you're going to stay in here till I get done.
Come on. Woo-hoo.
By Jesus. Sissy, I love that smile. God knows my heart. You don't know what that does.
Yeah.
To see a smile. Oh, Lord, I love you for what you've done. I love you and I praise you. I can't thank you enough, Lord. The love that you've given me and the love that you put in my brother and sister. Oh, it's rich and it's real.
Yeah.
Listen close. Your faith is more important to you than gold. You can stand to lose a lot of things in life. But you will never be able to afford to let go and give up in faith, on faith in God.
Right.
Can you say, Lord, I believe in you regardless of what comes my way?
I'm going to live for you and serve you, and I know in my heart that you're going to help me overcome in my trials. You're going to help me stand and endure. God said in the Old Testament right here, I just laid a foundation. Everything I've said thus far up to now, just laid a foundation. You all ready for the next hour? God said in the Old Testament in Habakkuk 2 and 4, the just shall live by his faith. What are you saying, sweet Holy Spirit of God? Your faith will keep you alive. You'll never die spiritually if you'll hold on to your faith in God. I can hear the Spirit of God crying out in the New Testament in Hebrews 10 and 38. Now the just shall live by his faith. But if any man draw back, hallelujah, but if anybody begins to draw back, and my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul. Don't you draw back now. Don't go back now. Don't rip back now. Hold in, hallelujah, to your love for God.
Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I want to end this on a good note here just in a minute, a few minutes. For we walk by faith and not by sight.
Right, right, right. Amen.
Your feelings will let you down. Your feelings will deceive you.
Yes.
But faith will not fail you.
Yes.
Well, glory.
Amen.
Lord, what are you saying to us here tonight? Whatever you do, do not get your eyes off of the Lord.
Come on.
Do not look at the things going on around you. Don't focus on the bad. To serve God and be victorious and make it to God's good heaven, you can't go by what your eyes are seeing.
Amen.
You can't go by the things that are bad and wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In your Christian life, you cannot go by your feelings. Brother Charles, our feelings will let us down, but faith down deep in our heart will keep us right on a going. Hallelujah. My devil, I ain't gonna give up my faith. I'm not keeping it alive in my heart.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That devil show you all kind of bad things.
Right.
He'll show you the worst pictures.
Right.
Yes, he will.
Right.
Well, glory to God. I'll tell you, the devil's like this. When things are going wrong, he comes along and he says, now God really loves you. You and me going through these things and suffering these things. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, the Lord looked down in Job's day and told the devil, said, you can go and tempt him. You can go and test him. But I know, Job, that he's a righteous man. He escheweth evil. Hallelujah. You hold on to me. You can afflict him. You can take his gold and silver, his wealth and his health. You can take all of his livestock. You can cover him with sore boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. But I know, Job. I said, I know, Job. He's not going to give up on me. He's going to hold on to his integrity. His righteousness he'll hold on to. I don't care what the devil tells you. Raise your little hand. I'm coming through the fire.
Praise the Lord. Come on.
Or was it Job said, I looked on the right hand, I couldn't see. I looked on the left, I didn't see him over there. I looked out in front and couldn't perceive him anywhere. I even looked around. Oh God, where are you at? I couldn't find him behind me. And old Job uttered from his lips in a mess. He said, this one thing I know. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. It's a process, children. It's a process. Listen.
I've went through the process before. It's not easy. It's not easy. God wants to see your heart, what's in your heart. Oh, man, I feel Him right here. What have you got on the inside of your heart and saying, it's not for sale. I'm not for sale, devil. I know what I have seen. I know what I've experienced. I know what I have failed. I know what God's done for me. He has showed me His healings and His power, His miracles. I know how far down He's reached. I know the power of the sweet Holy Ghost. I know the joy of the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him. I'm a coming through the fire.
Come on. Come on. My goodness sakes alive. Woo!
Fires are burning. Fires are burning. Come on. When the Lord returns from His glory on high, hallelujah, the power of the Father with all the holy angels, He's coming after them whose hearts are saying, Lord Jesus, I'm ready. I've already, hallelujah, held on to You. My Lord, I'm ready to go to heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Come under the fire. It's a process. God wants to see what you're made out of. After all that I've done, all that I've done for you, will you still serve me? Come on, come on. After all that I've showed you, will you still hold on to it and not let the devil take it?
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yes. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Yes. Come on. You can't go with your eyes. You can't go with your feelings. Your feelings will deceive you. Oh God, but faith down deep in your heart will keep you going. It'll keep you trusted. It'll keep you serving God. Listen close. When you are going through afflictions and trials, your feelings will let you down. There will be times that you will not feel God.
Amen.
When you're suffering and when you're going through it, listen, I'm helping you. And when you're going through it, you won't feel like shouting and praising.
Come on now.
You can go through the motions by faith and praise God and everything. But there'll be times you won't feel like shouting. You won't feel like singing. You won't feel like running, glory, jumping up and down. Come on. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to help you here tonight. Glory, hold on to what you know. My Jesus, you will get, come on. You won't always feel the blessings of God upon the mountaintop. You'll get up in the morning and you won't feel like you're saved.
Come on.
You won't feel the presence of the Lord. How many got up this morning, folded your sheets and the quilt off, and you jumped up, jumped into your shoes and your clothes and shouted all the way to the kitchen? Oh, Jesus. You can, but not always will you feel His nearness. That's when you walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, help me, God. Teach Him.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You won't always feel that overflowing presence of the Lord. And so that's when the devil will jump right in the middle of your back and say, you don't have anything.
Come on.
Has He ever done you that way?
Yes, come on.
My goodness, Sister So-and-so gone in and she ran around the church and she shouted, Brother So-and-so over there dancing in the corner, waving his arms like an airplane, and I don't feel nothing.
Been there.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on. The devil will jump right in the middle of your back. He'll say you don't have anything. You didn't really get it. You ain't saved. You don't have it. You can't feel it. And your old carnal feelings will rise in your mind and says you don't feel good. Just stay home from church.
Amen.
Come on. Man, I feel like. Anybody point me to the devil, I'll pull his hair. Come on. I'm telling you, the old devil lied to you when you don't feel that overflow. Come on, you're going through the trial, and it's hot where you're at, and it's dry where you're at. Right. Oh, enemy says you didn't really get it.
Right.
You ain't really saved.
Come
Lord. Come on, that's where faith, grace never fails on God's part. But we have to hold on to, I felt Him sweep over me. Raise your little hand. I still believe in my God. My times are coming, Lord. My times are coming. My breakthrough is coming, Lord. My blessing is coming. Hallelujah. I got faith, Lord. I got faith. That's when your old carnal feelings arise in your mind. Listen, the blood of Jesus was never applied to your mind. Never. The blood was applied to your heart. That's where Jesus lives. That's where the Holy Ghost abides. He resides in the heart. You have to do something right here with your mind. You got to control your mind. You will have to watch what enters your mind. Don't listen to the negative. Don't listen to the bad. Get it out of your mind. Hallelujah. The Lord is down in the heart. Woo!
Yes.
You don't feel good, just stay home from church. Well, that's a lie. Why, you liar? That's a trick of the enemy. He wants you isolated.
Right.
I wrote this. I mean, I wrote it every bit. I preach it right in my study today. And you all heard it today. You just didn't know it. Hey, if I can't help you, I won't hurt you. I promise you that.
Come on, Lord.
Man, I feel good. Oh, Jesus. Listen. I've got to finish this. We're getting on the last chord. Oh, Lord. The devil, your enemy, wants you isolated. He wants you isolated. Say the word with me. Isolated.
Isolated.
Isolated. This is where the devil wants you. He wants you to doubt out and give up your faith. And when you stay home, just one service, he'll keep right on working on you until to get you away from God's people and to get you away from the Spirit of God where it's moving.
Right.
Listen, when you're saved and forgiven, Jesus lives down deep in your heart. That's where this good salvation is. It's in your heart. God's Spirit dwells in your heart. It's not in your mind. In your mind is where you battle. You battle negative thoughts. In your mind is where doubts enter. It's where the enemy attacks, is in the mind. The devil attacks your mind through your feelings. So what do? You bring your heart, your soul to church where the good Holy Ghost Spirit of God is a moving and a blessing, and the Holy Ghost in your brothers and in your sisters will inspire you, and He'll lift you up. He'll encourage you. But I keep right on holding on. Glory, raise your hand. I praise the Lord. I'm glad I came out of the house of the Lord. I came dead sometimes. I came tempted and tried. I came low in spirit. But when they got up and began to sing and the Holy Ghost and the music began to play, well, Lord, something came over me and I felt a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I felt the Holy Ghost arise up on the inside. I'm telling you, the Lord will go deeper than your mind. He goes right down in the heart.
Yeah.
I still feel right wild. In a good way. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good, Jesus. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. Oh, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. My Lord Jesus. Let me finish this. Listen close. The devil wants you isolated. Yes, he does. He don't want you around God's people. He don't want you in church. Oh, Lord. If you isolate yourself in this dark, tempted, trying hour, you will be like a helpless lamb or a sheep isolated way out in the field, away from the fold where the wolves roam. You don't want that. I'm going to be faithful. If you really mean it in your heart here tonight, I want you to raise both your hands and say, Lord, I will be faithful. I will be faithful. I might not feel you like I want to feel you right now, Lord. I might be going through it, but I will be faithful. And I will keep coming to the house of God. I'll keep coming to church, Lord. I will keep serving you, and I'll keep praying. Hallelujah. My time will come. My blessing will come. Hallelujah. Don't be another victim. Let the devil lie to you and deceive you.
Whoa.
What we need, we don't need isolation, Brother Charles, Brother Ronnie.
Right, right.
Brother Danny Bowden. What we need in this hour is insulation. I need to be insulated. Insulation protects. Insulation will keep you warm. Insulation will keep the pipes from freezing up. Insulation keeps the water flowing. No matter how cold it gets, all around you, your brothers and your sisters in Christ is your warmth, and it is your comfort in this hour that'll keep you from getting cold on God. I feel that down deep in my heart. Insulate me, Lord. The only way that God can insulate you, hallelujah, is to come to the house of the Lord and let the Holy Ghost through your brothers and sisters wrap the Spirit of God around you. I tell you, I promise you tonight, the water of His Spirit will flow when you're insulated. Icicles are hanging all over the place. Icicles in my family. It's on my job. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. The ponds freeze over. The lakes freeze solid. Come on, people go in the middle of the winter time into their kitchen. Hallelujah. Living in a double wide. It ain't properly insulated. And the old cold air, when it gets down below zero, it comes underneath that underpinning. And it freezes up the pots, and they go into the sink. Hallelujah. They get a glass of water, and the water don't flow anymore. Hey, Lord, I'm telling you, we live in a cold time. We need insulation. We need the Holy Ghost. Woo! Raise your hand and say, Lord, insulate me. Insulate me, Jesus.
Yes.
It's a lightning. Come on, Cherie. Hallelujah to God. It's a lightning, Jesus. Wrap your arms around me. Yeah, I may be battling, but my Lord loves me. Hallelujah, by grace I'm kept, and I'm led by it. Hallelujah, but I got my part to play. I'm going to hold on, and I'm going to trust God, Brother Greg. I'm going to be faithful. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Say, God, I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful.
Yes.
Would you stand, everybody in the house? Stand with me tonight. Oh, Jesus. Your church, this church, and the good Holy Ghost here, and believe me, He's here in this church. He will keep you encouraged. Brother Ronnie, come up here. Keep preaching. Exhorting. Crying out. Singing. And praying. Help the people to get insulated. Reach. Reach to the one that's hurting. And say, you can make it. You can make it. Holy, 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 holy. Come on. Your church is your insulation. Your church right here, come on, will encourage you and keep you going. God will wrap His arms around you and keep you. Right when the service ends and you go home, you'll get something right here that will go home with you. Your church is your lighthouse.
It is the soul's filling station. This house of God right here is the house of bread. It is your refuge when you're weary. It is your shelter in the time of storm and trouble. It is your hiding place and stronghold from the enemy. God's light shines here, Brother Ronnie. Hallelujah. It shines here, Brother Kenny. His word is here to show how to direct you and to point you the way. God's love is here, children. Hallelujah. His arms await to hold you. His love is here to strengthen you. God's mercy is found right here tonight. Come on, I'm going to open up this altar. Open up the seats and say, Lord, I don't want to isolate now. I want to be insulated. I want to be comforted. Insulate me, Jesus. Wrap your arms around me.
I don't claim to be a We call out.